Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We return to politics now, and joining us is Senator Bob Casey Jr., Democrat from Pennsylvania, currently the junior senator from Pennsylvania, but after last night's results in his state, he will soon be the senior senator from Pennsylvania. Good morning, Senator Casey.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
First of all, I imagine you have mixed feelings about the departure of Arlen Specter, maybe even not mixed feelings. Last night, longtime colleague, longtime person on the Pennsylvania political scene, Republican turned Democrat, lost last night. Your thoughts?
Well, he's not only a colleague, but a friend and someone I supported very strongly. But he had 30 years in the Senate. He did a lot of great work for the people of our state. I think that was recognized over many, many elections. Even yesterday, in a loss, I think there are a lot of people that realize he put Pennsylvania first. And I know we'll all be unifying now behind Joe Sestak, who ran a very strong campaign. You know, one point that I've made to some folks in the last 12 hours or so is that it's very difficult to run statewide your first time for a big office, and the fact that Joe Sestak not only won, but he was winning in areas of the state where he was not known. For example, in western Pennsylvania, he had never run out there and got very strong numbers out there, and that will bode well for the fall. So we've got a lot of work to do to unify and to make sure that we're ready for the fall.
Well, certainly nobody knows the challenges of running in your state better than you do, Senator Casey. You beat Rick Santorum in an anti-incumbent movement that began in 2006. Tea Party activists like to say that this anti-incumbent fever we're experiencing right now is a result of this election cycle, but you could probably make the argument that this actually goes all the way back to 2006. What do you think is going on here?
Well, I think there are a couple things happening. One is certainly there's plenty of volatility and a lot of frustration that voters feel when they look at Washington and they look at the economic circumstances we face. Even though we're recovering, and I think we are, and I think the president and members of Congress like me did the right thing in voting for the recovery bill and moving health care forward, but there's still a disconnect between actions we're taking and what people are feeling on the ground, their basic sense of their own economic circumstances. So we have to continue to focus on job creation and deficit reduction and making sure that we're accountable to the people that we serve.
Well, let's focus on that really directly. The financial regulation bill
is
going to be probably voted out onto the floor today. If that happens, it may pass by the end of the week. Are you a pro vote for the financial regulation bill?
Oh, yes. And
all right, well, then just setting that.
No question about it. We've got to get that bill passed. And those who have been trying to gut it or water it down are going to be in big trouble because Wall Street needs reform, and this legislation will do it. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be a good bill.
Your colleague Blanche Lincoln, Democrat out in Arkansas, had real problems. She proposed strong derivative legislation, yet the progressive wing, the left wing of the Democratic Party, is really forcing her into a runoff. But what do you make of the idea of being a moderate Democrat in this environment?
Well, I'm not sure that I can do a good job analyzing that. I think I'll leave some of that to some of the political analysts in terms of what happens in what state. I'm probably more prepared to analyze what happened in Pennsylvania. I think when you have a situation in a primary like that or a race that leads to a runoff, there's probably a lot of factors. And sometimes I think we can overanalyze a voter's reaction to a particular part of the financial reform bill. But I think there are a lot of factors that impact these elections. But there's no question that if you're seen as watering down legislation as it relates to Wall Street, you're in trouble. Blanche Lincoln worked very hard to make sure the derivatives, I'm on the agriculture committee. She's been very committed and very aggressive about being very tough with Wall Street and achieving accountability. So she should get very good marks for that leadership on Wall Street reform. But we got some Republicans in the Senate who want to water the bill down, and I think they're going to face their own set of problems within their party and beyond their party because of that.
But Senator Casey, you know, coming out of that, if we're going to limit your analysis to Pennsylvania, tell me, as going into the midterm November elections, tell me what you see coming out of Pennsylvania in terms of your voters. I mean, we know there's generally a different crowd of voters who vote in primaries than those that vote in November.
Yes.
But what kind of message are you taking here?
Well, I don't think there's one message. There are a lot of factors that go into an election, but and I think the message is always overanalyzed and overdramatized. But there's no question that one thing that was clear long before Election Day and is clear in the results is that the economic stress that people are under is having an impact on the election. There's no question about that. And one thing we've got to do is, after we get through with the Wall Street reform, we got to get back to jobs. More jobs bills, more efforts, and more strategies to create jobs. That's the number one concern. Everything else is secondary to that. Endorsements and analysis of how people win or lose is all secondary. This is going to be an election about the economy and jobs, and we've got to be cognizant of that and responsive to the concerns of real folks out there.
Although you have a reputation for being a moderate in the Democratic Party, which has worked during the Clinton era, but maybe has been a little more difficult in recent years. Do you feel vulnerable, as lots of moderates feel, certainly on the GOP side? There's similar kinds of issues. Forget specific Arkansas analysis. Nationally, it's a tough time for people whose sort of policies aren't clear cut.
Well, I'm not sure I can answer what the how people would analyze my own circumstances. Look, if you're an incumbent right now, you're under a lot of scrutiny because people have a sense that things aren't moving fast enough in terms of economic recovery. There's no question we're recovering. There's no question that the strategies we put in place have not only rescued the economy but stabilized it, and we're starting to grow even. But there's not that sense yet, and we just have to be aware of that. I was one of the leaders in passing the health care bill. I don't know if that's liberal, conservative, or moderate, but it was the right thing to do. But we have to be aware of the frustrations that people feel and try to be as responsive as we can be.
Arlen Specter had the misfortune of running right after that health care reform bill and faced some real anger in Pennsylvania. Had you been up for re-election, do you think you would have won?
I have no idea.
That's a headline. That is a headline.
We'll see. I have an election in 2012, and I'll be ready.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you then. Long before then, I'm sure. Senator Bob Casey Jr., Democrat from Pennsylvania, talking about the results of the primary races in his state and around the country. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
What's your headline with last night's elections in 4 states? A listener in Ann Arbor, Michigan, texts us, "Out with the old, in with the new." You can text us. Send the word "take" to 69866. We'll tell you where to go from there. Normal message and data rates apply.